各位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Larry 和李华刚看完一部最新的恐怖片，两个人在离开戏院的时候还在讨论这部电影。今天李华会学到两个常用语， Go overboard 和 guzzle。
这电影好恐怖，真吓人哦。
Actually, I think it was kind of disappointing. I think the director went a little overboard with some of the special effects.
你是在说导演和电影里的特效，但是你说的went a little overboard, 我可不懂哎，那是什么意思啊？
To go overboard is to go too far with it, or use too much of it. I think the director relied too much on special effects.
哦，原来 to go overboard 就是做得过头了，太过分了。所以你刚才是说这部电影的导演啊，用了太多特效，对不对？
Exactly. I think the writers went a little overboard too.
哈？连编剧都做过头了？为什么？
Well, the writers created a main character who is a pilot, a linguist, a professor, and an expert in martial arts. That sounds a little overboard to me.
那倒也是，他们把主角啊写成是一个飞行员、语言学家兼教授，而且还是武术高手呢，是有点太夸张了。一个角色有这么多才能，好像有点不真实了。
Yep, of course, maybe I'm going a little overboard by analyzing a movie so much.After all, it's just a movie.
你觉得你对这部电影的分析太过分了？我倒没有这种感觉。是啊，这只不过是一部电影。可是看完电影，大家不是都会讨论分析吗？ Larry, 你怎么了？
My stomach hurts. I think I went overboard with the popcorn.
嘿，我刚才就告诉你，别吃那么多爆米花。你看，现在胃开始疼了吧？Larry, 怎么了？你的胃还在疼啊？
Well, I pigged out on popcorn and then I was really thirsty, so I guzzled a large soda. Now, I'm really uncomfortable.
Guzzle a large soda? 你是说你喝了一大杯汽水，是这个意思吗？
Yeah, to guzzle is to drink it quickly. The salt in the popcorn made me really thirsty, so I guzzled a bunch of soda.
Guzzle 就是很快喝下去的意思。我知道，那就是说啊，你大口大口的喝了好多汽水。哼，你呀，吃了那么多爆米花，那玩意儿又干又咸的，你口渴了就往下灌汽水，这么吃胃不疼才怪呢。
I know, I know. I'm suffering the consequences of my actions.
对呀，你呀，毫无克制的吃爆米花，接着又大口的喝汽水，你现在知道这么做的后果，吃苦头了吧？你呀，真是自作自受。
Yes, I know. Usually I don't guzzle soda like that.
是啊，我啊，从来没见你喝过那么多汽水， guzzle so much soda.
Yes, I've never done that before. I just suffered a temporary lapse in judgment.
我看也是啊，你呀，真是一时糊涂。好了好了，看你那么难受，我们赶快回家吧，让你吃点药，看能不能好一些。
That's a good idea. I have some Pepto-Bismol in my medicine cabinet. That should make me feel better.
Larry, 你家里老是有这种叫 Pepto-Bismol 的药啊？我知道那是胃不舒服的时候吃的药。听我的劝 ，Larry， 下回啊再口渴还是喝白水好。
You're right.
今天李华学到了两个常用语，第一个是 go overboard， 就是指做什么事情做得太过头、太过火的意思。另一个常用语是 guzzle， 是指很快喝下什么饮料。今天流行美语就播送到这里，谢谢大家收听，我们下次节目再见。